All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. Sensuality to the nth degree, thanks to Wes, who you guys haven't heard about in a while, but he is back in the picture. He and I had an amazing session together that we're going to talk about shortly. First, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Summer months are right around the corner, and for a lot of you, that means you might be traveling, you want to meet some cool people while you're traveling. Cassidy makes it easier than ever, because not only can you see all the events that are going on in different parts of the country, but you can also put up basically a flag via the travel portal on Cassidy to let people in whatever city you're going to know that you're there. It makes it so easy to just start connecting and having those amazing experiences while you're on the go. And right now you can do it free of charge for an entire month. Test Cassidy out for yourself. Make sure that it's right for you by going to frontporchswingers.com and clicking on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of the homepage. Again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner. Try it free for a whole month. We hope you love it as much as we do. So as you guys are listening to this, we are very close to going to Chicago for Exotica. We have not been yet because we had to record in advance because we're gone for several days now.
I think we leave in 12-ish hours from now.
Holy shit, that's scary because we're not packed or anything. The entire living room.
I'm not even close to being packed. I don't even know what I'm bringing yet. I have suits at the dry cleaner I have to pick up. Outside of that, I have no fucking idea what this looks like.
Every single piece of mesh, black, sparkly thing that I own is covering the dining room table, the dining room chairs, the living room chairs. It looks like a freaking lingerie store threw up in our living room, which is, it's fun. It's been really interesting to like put stuff on and see if it makes me feel sexy and kind of model it for you. And now is the point that I'm starting to get excited. I have my outfits kind of figured out and my toes are done and my, you know, teeth are whitened and all the fun shit. So now I'm like feeling sexy and ready to go.
Yeah. Now it's, for me, it's like all the fucking anxiety. Has everything's been shipped? Is it going to get there? Am I going to get it on time? You know, I mean, just, there's so much fucking going on. I just RSVP'd for us for something we're going to do Thursday night. We were just invited to be the judges of some contest or something.
A showgirl property. Contest, yeah.
There's no way all of this is happening. This is absolutely not all going
to
happen.
Well, I also have multiple shoots. I have a photographer that wants to work with me.
Yeah.
We're manning two booths at the convention, one for Front Porch Swingers, one for Sin City Hot Wife.
Yep.
So, holy shit, we have a lot going on. I have no idea how we're going to pull it off. I was just talking to you this morning about like, it would be so fun. Obviously, I have my shoots set up for my OnlyFans stuff, but I also am like, what if I meet someone really hot and I just want to fuck them? I don't even know if that's a possibility because of how much we have going on.
I don't know. I've got a lovely lady coming to see me. She and her husband are going to come out and hang out with us. And I have no idea how that works. Fortunately, they are very understanding of, you know, how insane this is going to be. So I'd like to think it's going to happen. I just don't know.
Well, she wants you. I know that much. She wants that cock.
She sent me a picture. She is smoking fucking hot. And of course, we know them. But I just don't know how time-wise all of this happens. I have no clue.
She sends you the sexiest pictures, too. You've only shown me a couple of them, but they're always very kind of like teasing and elegant. And
yeah, she was on, they were on a boat. They were vacationing someplace and she's kind of topless on a boat. Very fucking sexy.
Oh,
she's
God.
So hot. We'll figure it out. Hopefully. I'll make it work one way or the other.
I'll man the booths if it means you get to fuck a hot blonde.
I don't know how we do all this. I really don't. But I'm eager to find out. We'll see.
It's going to be exciting. So obviously we'll come back and tell you guys about everything that happened at Exotica. I think the most exciting thing for me about this weekend is the complete unknown. Like, we know that there are certain things that we're doing. We obviously have a schedule, but we're also just like keeping ourselves open to whatever fucking happens. We don't know who we're going to meet, what we're going to be invited to, you know, what opportunities are going to be presented to us there. And that's very exciting to me.
All the stuff that we've been invited to up to this point have really, it's kind of been like, would love to do it, just don't know what the weekend looks like, and we're going to have to try to figure all that out because we're going to be there with, you know, we have our partners of the show there. We have, you know, Promescent and Shameless Care and Shivers, and, you know, so we got to be, you know, I want to make sure we get to interact with everybody, and I don't know. I have no idea what it looks like. I just know that we have some fun planned, and that's it. I got nothing outside of that.
Well, I'm really excited for a couple of my shoots, too. It's going to be a little slutty.
And there's another one potentially, too. We're going to meet that gentleman when we get there. I spoke to him on the phone, really nice guy, and it sounds like that could be a lot of fun for you, too, but we got got to get it all figured out.
Yeah, I think the biggest roadblock mentally leading up to this has been not feeling like I'm going to be the sexy one there. And for whatever reason, the last few days, I feel fucking sexy. Now, I think part of it is because I fucked two very hot men and they paid me lots of compliments. So I feel like my ego is the size of, you know, the fucking sphere here in Las Vegas right now.
Well,
so that's part of it. But I don't know. I just feel sexy. I'm feeling good in my own skin. I feel like I'm just kind of coming into my own as we go into this event. So that's kind of perfect.
Well, I mean, you go through that shit all the time. You're always in your head way too much about that. Way too much.
I know. So are you, though. Pot kettle.
Not like you.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely more neurotic.
You're so neurotic. Yeah, I mean, I have a reason. I'm old. I mean, you know, so shit happens. But you are...
You're older than me, but you're smoking fucking hot, my friend.
Old, and that's the end of it. And you just get so deep into your head, it's crazy. So, yeah, this is a perfect... This is an real opportunity for you to really kind of come to terms with the fact that there's really nothing for you to be fucking freaked out about. Because you're going to be on display for the next 3 days.
Majorly. And all of my outfits are super revealing. I mean, one of them is basically just like a lace overlay over a thong. Yeah. Like, that's the outfit.
Yeah. So you're going to be on display.
I'm very exposed.
Really, like, just deal with it. You just have to accept it.
I have to. Yeah. And I have to fake it till I make it. I can't be there like looking all uncomfortable and awkward and people are like, who the fuck is this weirdo?
Yeah. Well, you're a weirdo, but for different reasons. But you are going to have to really just kind of... You gotta get out of your head and just find a comfort zone in all this, you know? I mean, you're the star of the show, not me, so.
Oh, God, I don't like that. Can you please be the star of the show instead?
No one's coming to see me.
Just whip the cock out or something as a distraction. No, something. Come on, man.
I feel like the convention goers would probably frown on that, but there is no hiding for you this time.
The organizers maybe, but.
Yeah. There's no hiding for you.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. We'll talk all about it. I'll let you guys know how it went.
It'll be fun. One way or the other, it's going to be a story.
It's going to be an experience. Yep. I'm trying to look at it that way. Whether it's a complete train wreck or the biggest success ever, it's going to be a memory made.
No doubt about it. Yeah, a lot of fun. And then as soon as we get back, well, not as soon as we get back, but then we got to get ready for the next one. And it's just like, I think once we get this first big event, like kind of out of the way, the rest of it's just going
to
be easy.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like lifestyle events. The first one we went to, I was a fucking mess.
Oh, you were a
nightmare. I changed my shoes 12 times. I brought 3 suitcases. And then after the first one, I'm like, oh, this is so not that big of a fucking deal.
No, not at all.
So this is kind of the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. But it'll be good. We're, you know, new city, more, you know, just new people to meet and lots of cool stuff planned. And I'm eager. I'm excited, ready to go. Just gotta pack my shit. Haven't gotten to that part yet.
Yeah. Well, the other thing we talked about is, and again, I'm not saying that this is for sure going to happen, but I know myself well enough to know that when I'm inundated with like sexual images and talking about sex, I tend to want to take a break from it. And I think coming back from Exotica, I will probably take a week at least to just kind of decompress and come down from everything and probably not see my play partners in a sexual scenario. It sounds like I will be doing some vanilla stuff with people. Like Yusuf wants to go out for probably drinks or something, and I'm probably going to go see a show with another friend. So I feel like that balance is going to be super important coming back.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel. You know, obviously I'm already, you know, my mind is in get this shit done mode. So I really don't know. By the time we get home, I just may need a break or just, you know, we're going to be focused on a lot of other shit. But I might just want to, again, open myself up to something new and unusual for me and just, you know, just see what happens. You know,
yeah,
see,
why not?
It's working out that pretty well that way. I am going to see Jade. We did not get a chance to see each other. Thought we were going to do that yesterday. Our schedules are fucked, so there's just no way. But when I get back, I absolutely plan to do that, and we have some naughty plans. But I definitely want to continue to allow myself to do things that I would not normally be comfortable doing, you know?
It usually works out pretty well when you do. Look at what happened at the club in Houston.
Yeah. That was, I mean, amazing. Women obviously made it much easier for me, but yeah, I would like to think I have the ability to continue that. I don't know. I guess we'll see when we get back.
Yeah, I believe in you. I believe you're fully capable of doing
that. I don't know. We'll see.
So, okay, I want to talk about this Instagram message that I got because we always talk about the guys and the shitty communication from guys and how it's almost always guys. I can count on one hand the number of times that a woman has reached out digitally and it's been bad, right? Like, there have been...
A couple.
There have been iffy approaches or like, that's a little weird. But I'm talking about straight up bad approaches. It just doesn't happen that often.
Well, that's the thing. It really doesn't have to be that terrible coming from the female portion of a couple particularly because... There really are no, we don't get a lot of them. So the one that kind of is a little weird stands out, right? It doesn't have to be really overtly bad. It just has to be less than exemplary.
Well, so that'll be part of this conversation. So this woman reaches out. She's clearly not a listener. She reached out and said, hey, I see that you guys are non-monogamous. I'm very attracted to your husband. And I was like, yeah, he's a handsome man. And she goes, well, I'm going to be in Vegas and I'm wondering if you guys, you know, do this type of play where he could potentially meet me. And right. I was like, we do play solo, but, you know, it's really going to depend on a lot of different factors and, you know, scheduling and attraction and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
And she's like, okay, well, I'll send you my schedule. But first I want to ask, is your husband an ass man or a tits man? And I was like,
okay.
Why do you ask? And she's like, well, because I have basically a completely flat ass, but I have some of the best tits in the world. And then before I can even respond, she sends me, I am not exaggerating, 15 different angles of her tits and one ass picture.
Okay.
I'm talking from above, from below, over a counter, holding them in the shower, wow. Like a cock in between her two tits. Like it was fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess if you're going to showcase it, you know.
I mean, okay, that's one way to look at it. First of all, you're a total ass man. Like every single time.
I could have answered this for her very quickly.
And I'm an ass woman. Like when you and I go out and all the times that we're like looking at women and talking about their attraction to them, I've literally never heard either of us say, oh my God, did you see the tits on that woman?
I have never said that.
It's always, did you see that ass?
I have absolutely never in my life said that.
Did you see that fucking peach, man? Yeah. I would stick my face in between those cheeks. Yeah, so that's always the conversation. I just wrote back and I was like, well, first of all, didn't ask permission to send me all these naked photos. Second of all, he's very much an ass man. And I said, but also for the record, like if you hadn't posed it that way, because she's beautiful. She really is. She has a very nice body. She has a very pretty face. If she had reached out and not said any of that shit and hadn't sent me 16 unsolicited nudes, you might have wanted to hang out with her.
Maybe. But now
the approach was so fucking weird and like inappropriate. And also the other thing is like as soon as you call out a flaw like that, that's all I would personally think of when I think of her or look at her like, oh, yeah, you're pretty, but man, you have one fucking pancake ass back there.
Yeah, no.
It's like the worst thing you can do, right?
Yeah, if you want to accentuate, you want to highlight something, well, just do that. You don't have to say a word. You know, it's not necessary.
Or at least be like, would he mind seeing a couple of photos of me?
Can I send you a couple of
photos? And then send some photos that you think show off your best assets, which you believe are your tits. And I don't disagree. She had very nice tits. I'll also say tits are great. I'm not shitting on tits.
No.
Everyone likes tits.
Yeah, but again, I don't care whether you're flat chested. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's not a thing for me at all. Never has been. Probably because I've seen so many tits, it just is fucking irrelevant.
Well, you've seen a lot of asses too, to be fair.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it just doesn't matter.
I feel like that's almost biological though. Like the liking of the big booty and the thick thighs and there's a biological mindset to that.
It is for me. But yeah, that's really very sweet, but probably not a thing.
I don't think it's sweet though. Why is she sending me, your partner, that many
nudes? The fact that she reached out with the intention of trying to meet me, I'm flattered by the idea.
Yeah, just a bad approach. And again, we talk so much about the bad approaches from men that I'm like, I have to highlight the shitty one from a woman. Like, it wouldn't be fair of me not to.
Very rare.
Exactly.
And she's a single gal, I'm guessing? Or?
She didn't say. We didn't even get to that part of the conversation. Wow. So, but she presented herself as a single woman. She wasn't like, my husband and I are coming to Vegas or anything like that.
Well, I'm very surprised. But yeah, I don't know, probably count on one hand how many times that's happened.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they're not nearly as egregious as the guys anyway. Like, this was obviously very inappropriate, but it was not nearly what I received from some of the dudes.
Well, that's the question, right? That's the thing. When you talk about the lifestyle, the swinger purist kind of concept, if a guy had done that to a couple, they'd freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
The fact that this woman sent them a dozen tit pics would probably have been just fine.
For most couples. Yep.
The same couples that would have loved the idea that a single woman, quote unquote, unicorn for the sake of argument, reached out and did that, they would be horrified if a guy reached out and in the third message sent 16 cock pics. Right? It's such a fucking bullshit. That's my biggest problem with this space.
Now, what I will say is she clearly put more effort into her 16 tit pics than guys put into their cock pics.
Well, of course.
They were artistic. They were cropped. Yeah. They were, you know, the lighting was clearly fixed in a couple of them.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing. Yeah, for sure. She took time to get it done properly. So
I'll give her that.
Yeah, there's something to be said for taking the time and, you know, really, you know, making it happen right. But
you're right. It is very gendered. And the fact that I was, but also because it doesn't happen with women that often, I was like clutching my fucking pearls. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, what is going on?
So again, what she did was really not that big a deal by comparison to most of the guys that reach out with dumb shit. But because it's so different from the way most women would reach out, it's really like, it's jarring. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just not, I guess it's not that big a deal, but it is, you know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't ruin my fucking day, but I also wasn't going to pass along her contact info to you.
No, I didn't know anything about it
until
you just told me.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you anyway, but yeah, it's probably not a thing, you know, I appreciate it. Listen, anytime anybody, you know, reaches out to you and or on our profile and says things like, you know, they'd like to meet me and that kind of thing, it's always flattering.
Of course.
You know, it's just.
But it's also about the approach.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not flattered by shitty messages from men. So I guess that's the difference between men and women, too.
Well, no, it's not. Yeah.
When someone reaches out and they're like, you're so hot, I want to come all over that face. That doesn't flatter me.
The idea that you listen, all somebody has to do is stop it. Would love the opportunity to meet you. That's like enough. We don't have to go any further than that. I don't need any more than that.
That's sticking the whole foot in your mouth is what you're doing there. Yeah.
just stop right there. And let's figure it out. I don't need the whole fucking photo album and all the other shit. Like, not necessary.
Every single tit pick you've ever taken in your entire life.
Pick or ass pick or any other pick. I don't need all that. You know, I will go into the assumption that you have all the anatomy of in one way or another, and we don't have to talk about it any further.
I also had a guy that sent me two dick pics on one of our social media platforms.
Oh, really?
Back to back. And they were different colored cocks.
That's never smart.
I'm like, do you think
never
I'm a
smart.
Total fucking idiot?
Yeah.
I wrote back and I'm like, so you went from one ethnicity to another like overnight, or what's going on here? He's like, no, it's the lighting. I'm like, the fuck it
That's
is, man.
Now, to be fair, if I'm tan, things do look different for sure.
This was not just a pale cock compared to a tan cock.
I get real dark in the sun, and it's, you know, I totally could. I could be mistaken for the wrong ethnicity, no question about it. But yeah, that's, you know, listen, I get guys do that to me too.
It's so weird.
Guys do weird shit. I also think a lot of times when guys send pictures, they send dick pics, whether it's to you or me or anybody. I shouldn't say that. When it's a guy sending pictures to another guy, they are really like so eager to get a picture out there that I think a lot of times, even if it may not be them, they just don't care.
Right.
They just want to be able to do it. And in some cases, I'm convinced it's not the person that's communicating with me. It's just like a compulsion that they have to put out a picture.
Well, this was like clearly like a white cock versus like, I would assume maybe a Latino cock, not even close to the same cock.
Well, you know, listen, guys,
they weren't even shaped
again,
the same.
Just right. That's the other thing, right? It's like, it's like a fingerprint. It's very obvious. It's not the same fucking person, but they just want to throw it out there.
They want attention.
Care.
Yes. Yeah, they don't care what comes of it. Yeah.
Well, it's like even bad attention is attention. They don't give a shit.
Exactly.
What form it comes in. It's so bizarre.
Well, that relates to our messages this week. The worst of the week. Now, I was looking through, and honestly, I didn't have any that were that egregious. I haven't really received a lot of messages this week, and honestly, I'm okay with that because they weren't that bad.
You don't have to worry about it. I've got them. But
the one that I sent you, we both agreed was a little on the rapey side.
This is rapey. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the message.
It's really like, yeah, it's very subtle, but not so subtle, right?
Okay. So here's what it says. What do you say we get a little fucked up? Fucked up is spelled incorrectly, and touch each other. A few cocktails will help you get loose.
Yeah, see, right? Okay, there's a couple of things. A couple of things with that, guys. First of all, for more than one reason, don't use the term loose when speaking to a lady. That's a bad plan.
Yeah, that's a very weird.
It conjures up odd thoughts.
Yes.
Right? And makes you feel like it's like ick. Like, oh, that's not good. You know, like that's, I don't like the sound of that. So on top of which, it sounds to me like when you say a few cocktails will get you loose, it's like, well, for sure, I'm getting roofied. Like 100%.
Oh, 100. Yeah.
You're going to roofie
The first thing that went through my head is, what the fuck are you putting me to meet up with you? But even
thing.
If you don't plan to roofie me, which he may not, but the concept of you feeling as if I wouldn't want to fuck you if I'm sober.
That's bad enough.
That's bad. Like, let's say best case scenario, you're just like, well, you know, she'll want to fuck me a little more if we have some lubrication
or
in the form of alcohol.
Or I get better looking the drunker she gets. That's bad.
If you don't think that I'm going to fuck you sober, then you shouldn't want me to fuck you, period.
Well, yeah, none of this makes sense. It's just poor. It's just a poor concept of what a first message should be, because there's a lot that you could read into this.
It's just gross. And the other thing I told you this morning, and I've said it many, many times, but I don't feel like enough men understand how unsafe they make women feel. Yeah. There are some men that are very, very in tune with that. Typically, they are partner people or people that have raised children or whatever. Yeah. But a lot of these, especially younger guys who have never been in long-term relationships, they've never heard the plights of a woman and all of the shit that they go through in terms of interacting sexually with men. They have no fucking idea how the things that are coming out of their mouths impact a woman in terms of feeling safe and secure.
No idea how old this guy is? I'd be willing to bet he's not as young as you think he is.
Maybe not.
I don't think so. I don't know. That to me sounds like a kind of a middle-aged guy who has no fucking idea how to talk to women because he's been, you know, he's recently divorced and, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to get this gal a couple of cocktails and she's going to be all over me. No.
You're right. It's kind of an old school way of thinking.
Yeah, it's bizarre, right? Yeah. Like I could never imagine writing that to somebody.
Like I remember so very distinctly having a friend, like I used to bartend and I had a bartender coworker that was much older than me. And he would talk all the time about how it was like hot that women would get drunk at the bar. And he's like,
it's not hot.
They're way more likely to give me their phone number or to go out with me if they meet me when they're drunk. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, but also, what does it say about you as the person hoping to get a woman intoxicated so that she'll show you requisite attention?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what it takes for someone to want to be interested in you is a half a bottle of vodka?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking terrible.
That must mean you're pretty fucking lame,
like,
then.
You suck.
You don't have a lot of value if that's the case.
I'm not. Listen, I don't even want anyone to have a drink when they meet me, right? Because it's like, if you don't like me sober, I want none of this.
Right.
Like, I don't even want to think about what it's going to be like if you've had a few cocktails.
Well, also, the biggest turnoff for both of us working in the hospitality industry is when somebody is sloppy fucking drunk.
Nothing worse.
A couple of drinks, whatever. But when you're sloppy, I cannot imagine anything less sexy than that.
No. If you're slurring your words, I'm out. I'm out. I can't do it. So, yeah, that's rapey. No question about it. Now, the one I'm going to share with you, there's a few things that go on here that got my attention, and I'm sure you're going to pick up on them pretty quickly. So the age of this person was not listed, wasn't posted like on the bio. They say it in the message, and it's a little odd. You're gonna get this. Okay.
Okay, let's see.
So the opener is, I would like to take it up the ass and more.
Oh, okay.
Now, S is separated by asterisks. Not like it's A asterisk, S asterisk. I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm a submissive bottom. I want to take all of you, and I can give, this is in capital letters and it's all hyphenated. Can I give you a senior service?
Senior service?
Service, okay.
Like you're fucking 80?
No. He's 75.
Oh, okay.
He wants to give me a senior. He wants to service me as a senior.
Okay.
I didn't get it either until I go further down. And it says, I want to suck you for a while before you fuck me. And again, with the asterisks, and it's very, very weird. We will both enjoy it. I cannot host. You must host. I'm 75 years old.
Okay.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a whole different level of weird.
Yeah, the senior service providing thing really kind of fucked me up. Because like you, I thought, what are you trying to say, man? I know I'm old, but damn.
I thought he was being like, hey, you got AARP, buddy?
Yeah.
Because I like way older men.
Next year I get to do that. But it's
at
like,
55?
I think so. I don't know.
We can also move into places that are 55 and plus.
Oh, yeah. We're going to look into that. I also get to slam the grand slam at Denny's like free or something.
We're going
after a few cocktails. So, yeah. So you got the senior thing. And then for whatever reason, just throws at the end of this that he's 75 years old. Now, there's no pictures, obviously. Nothing. That's just all there is. That's just odd. That whole thing to me was odd.
Yeah,
it was poorly written. It was, poorly delivered, obviously.
I mean, those ones make me sad. It's interesting when it's somebody of that age and especially saying he can't host. I'm assuming that means his partner is still alive and his partner probably has no idea. And he has probably lived the entirety or the vast majority of his life being closeted, potentially cheating on her, with her having, I would assume, no fucking idea.
No, remember, we heard a sad story about, like, when we were in Montana from somebody that owned an adult toy store, about something similar. A very, very older gentleman who had lost his wife, and they were together forever, raised kids, grandkids, the whole nine yards. And he finally said, you know, I've been gay my entire life. I've never told anybody.
Yeah,
he was 77 years old.
He came into the toy store to ask about adult or gay porn, basically, because he had never experienced that, but he knew he was attracted to men his entire life.
Yep.
And again, it's like that not only was he living a lie his entire life, but so was his wife.
Everyone, his entire family, nobody knew.
It's devastating.
Yeah, really sad. This to me seems like a guy who, I mean, it was poorly written. You could barely make it out. Lots of grammatical errors and with the asterisks and all that shit. And it was probably something that was done in haste, really haphazardly. And it was just, again, one of those things he just had to get off his chest, I guess. I don't know. You know, who knows how many times he's sent that message. But I thought the entire thing was weird.
Whenever I hear stories like that or people like that and their experiences, I always think of how fortunate you and I are to live as organically as we do. Like, we don't hide anything about ourselves. There's nothing that is going on in our lives that we are ashamed of, that we feel like we can't talk to each other about. And I realize how few people truly have that.
Yeah, it's tough, especially when, you know, you obviously, like, when you start digging into that and you go, 75, can't host. Okay, you don't live alone. Someone lives there with you. Assuming it's your partner, clearly has no idea where you are in your life and who knows how long this has been going on. You know,
people in the lifestyle do that, though. Like, the number of messages that we receive from people that are like, I really want to look at solo play, but I'm terrified to bring it up to my partner because I assume that he or she or they are going to be, you know, really upset or jealous by that. So I feel like I can't be honest with them.
Right.
It's like, fuck. I mean, to be so close to fully transparent with your partner, but just not there.
You haven't quite crossed the finish line. You're
hiding
almost
something.
There.
It's like, God, that's just got to eat away at you, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, especially when, you know, you've already made the decision. I would assume collectively that you want to get into like ethical non-monogamy and you're doing your thing, only to find out that you're still got it. You know, there's still a stumbling block, right? There's still an obstacle you can't quite get over. A lot of times I would think, well, especially when it comes to the guys not being straight thing, I get that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Guys that want to tell their wives or partners that they're not straight, that's a huge issue. And it's like, man, you've gotten this far. I mean, is it really going to be that big a deal? You know, should it be that big a deal?
It shouldn't be, but for a lot of people it is. I mean, the number of people that I've seen on like different, you know, Reddit threads and things like that talking about, well, my wife is bi, but I wanted to come out to her as bi, but she's multiple times said that like she wouldn't be with me if I was bi. And it's like, the hypocrisy there and the fucking
crazy
judgment
that's
of your own partner. Yeah. I don't get it, man.
Accept me for who I am, but I can't accept you entirely. It's like, whoa, say what? How's that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck. Yes, that would suck. But yeah, I thought that was a very strange message and it was sad and confusing and odd. I mean, all of it was just like, that's just bad.
Yep.
You know?
100%.
So, yeah, I think that's probably the worst I've gotten this week. A lot of them were the usual. I want to suck you off in my car. I'm on my lunch break. Do you have time to meet?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me with that shit?
I don't have words for that. Yeah.
And it literally says in my bio, I don't even remember exactly how I wrote it, but if your only interest is car play, keep on fucking scrolling. Like, get the fuck out of here with that. I'm a grown man. I didn't do that in high school, hardly.
Exactly.
You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, yeah, I just can't. But, yeah, that was it. Yeah, it was really unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Well, my single guy tip of the week this week is maybe not as unfortunate as all of that. So here is the tip that I have for guys, and this is based on my own experiences. We've talked a little bit about some experiences that have been completely derailed by this, but also as event hosts, we talk about this and think about this a lot. A lot of times when you go to an event, there are going to be condoms and lubes and things provided for you. And I think because of that, if you're a guy that goes to a lot of events, you get into a habit of like, oh, I'm just not going to think about any of that shit. I'm just going to show up and have fun.
Yep.
And the number of times I've heard of people having their nights completely ruined because of that mindset, because of not being prepared, not thinking ahead, is fucking insane to me. We have a friend, for example, I fucking love him. So this is not a knock on him at all. He listens. I adore you. But he came to one of our events. He has a latex allergy.
Yep.
We tried to have latex-free condoms there, but they go fairly quickly. And sometimes they're in certain spaces and not in other spaces. And he shows up and starts playing with two women. They're in a threesome together. And all of a sudden, he realizes that the condom that he has put on, he grabbed from the side of the little, you know, area in the play space, was a latex condom. And all of a sudden, his cock starts fucking burning.
Yeah, he was swollen and all kinds of,
his entire night was ruined because of it. And that's one of those things you should just always carry, especially if you have a latex allergy or if you're an extended size, that's another one.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends that even like the XL versions of Trojans are not going to fit them.
No, that's, you know, so I like the brand that we use, and because they do come in different sizes, so I can use the you know, the one that I need for that particular brand, and it's not latex. And I was actually talking to my play partner, Natasha, about this, about us really going away from having any latex at all at the parties. It just doesn't make sense. You know, and you guys,
I've moved away from latex.
We don't use them. And guys really do, like, you got to have your bag with you, man. It's a travel kit. I've had this conversation with many people, including your brother, who never even heard of fucking of what a travel kit was, right? I'm old, so I travel with a travel kit everywhere I go. And all of my shit is in there. All of my grooming stuff is in there. Well, you can do the same thing when you're in the lifestyle. Take that fucking bag with you, man. You know, and put your condoms, your lubes, your ball wipes, a clean pair of underwear, by the way. Not a terrible idea, you know.
Yep.
And all those things that you, toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, all of it. You should have all of that with you. And bring your own shit. You know, I don't ever go anywhere without my stuff. Never.
Yeah, well, I've also had a couple of guys that I have the size of condom that fits you, and I typically carry some of the extended sizes just in case. But there have been times when I'm out of the large sizes and guys will come over and it's like, oh, where are your condoms? And I'm like, well, these aren't going to fit you.
Well, that's the thing, though, right? There's regular size, there's large, there's extra large, there's super extra large. You got to know what you need. And, you know, you got to do your homework. It's not like you're just going to, don't go to the fucking gas station, just pick up a box of condoms, hope for the best. That's just fucking stupid.
Well, you know? If you're a man in the lifestyle, you really need to figure that shit. If you don't have to think so. That is fucking basic 101. If you have not gone to the
guy we're talking about is super fucking seasoned in every imaginable way.
You're talking about the guy at the club?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just, I mean, he knows his size.
And
he knows better.
It
was a, you know, brain fart moment. He just didn't think ahead, and it resulted in him not being able to have fun that night.
Well, he had some, and then he had none. You know, he had a lot.
Went sideways real fucking fast.
It was less than fun afterwards. He was miserable.
And it hasn't happened in a while, but there have been a couple of guys that I have kicked out because it's like, well, I'll try to fit this condom on. No, I am not going to allow you to do that. I know it's not going to fit you. I have more wherewithal about your cock and what needs to go on it than you do, apparently.
Yeah.
And I know the size that I have available for you is not going to fit you.
Right.
You should have brought your own fucking condoms. It is not my responsibility to make sure your cock is covered. If you want inside of this pussy, you do things to make that fucking happen. Yeah. And if you don't, you don't get access.
See, that's the other thing people don't realize. Guys don't realize. Most places, clubs, events, parties, a lot of these things are provided, right? There is a variety of things that are provided. It doesn't mean they're not going to run out. There's always the possibility that even though the last time you went to a club, you had access to condoms or lube or whatever, it doesn't mean that this time you're going to find it. Bring your own shit.
Well, especially if you're playing towards the end of a night.
Yeah.
I mean, people, it sucks, and I wish people
they
wouldn't do this.
The
they stick fucking condoms in their pockets. The club becomes their fucking pharmacy, and they're just taking whatever they want and leaving with it. So by the end of the night, it's like, okay, we only have 100 people in this building, and somehow we've gone through 300 condoms.
Yeah, great if that were actually the case, but that's not what's happening.
People are stealing them. And so
We had 800 condoms. 800 condoms given to us by Promescent at one point, and they were all gone in a night. That's not possible.
Yeah, people are just taking them.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So don't do that either. But again, just plan ahead. Don't rely on a venue or a play partner to provide you what you need in order to be safe in the lifestyle. You are a grown-ass man. Take care of your own fucking cock.
Yeah, cover your cock. Do your thing. You know, be smart, certainly.
I also think it's so rude to go to a play partner's house and always expect to use their shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you would never go to Jade's house and expect that she's going to have the condoms that you like sitting there readily available every time you go over there.
No.
That's a user mentality.
Absolutely.
And I just think that's gross. Don't fucking do that.
No. It's responsible, right? You just got to be responsible for your own shit. And a guy who doesn't have his travel kit with him, his lifestyle kit with him on dates or, you know, when you're going to an event or whatever, you're making a huge mistake. And also you're inconveniencing yourself.
Well, I've also gotten to the point where I will ask a guy if he has condoms with him before we ever even talk about going off to a room.
Right.
Like when we were in Houston, I straight up asked that guy. I was like, if we do decide to play, I was being all cheeky with him. I was like, well, do you have what we need if we do decide to play? And he's like, oh, of course, got it right in my back pocket.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, there probably are condoms available in the playrooms.
There were.
Yeah. But I like to know that a guy is thinking ahead, that he's putting in effort, that he understands that those options might not be available to him, and he's not a total fucking dumbass.
Nope. Had my bag with me in Houston.
Yeah, well, my bag was your bag. You put everything in my little bag, which I kind of loved because it was really hot to like hand you over the condoms and hand you over like your ball wipes.
You had everything. So you just got to do that stuff, man. It's the basics. Yeah. Single guy tip. be prepared. You know, you go to the gym, you bring a gym bag, you drag all your shit with you to the gym. This is no different.
Exactly.
You know, actually, it's more important.
Way more important, yes. So Wes always carries a little bag with him. And I actually kind of love it. It's just this cute little pouch he always brings with him. And he brought it for the session where he fucked my brains out. And we're going to talk about that very shortly. It was a very exciting time, very sensual, sexy time that I experienced with him. So we'll get to that shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of FPS is brought to you by Viya. 420 is just around the corner, and luckily with Viya, you can celebrate the right way. Viya's hemp products are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. Need to chill out after a long day? They've got you covered. Dealing with anxiety or stress? They have the perfect gummy option for that too. Or if you want to set the mood in the bedroom, you can do that as well with their libido-boosting cannabinoids. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase your blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. And as mentioned, that's just one of many options that Viya offers. I personally love Viya because I am very picky with my THC and my CBD. I like to really have just the right amount, the right dosages to make me feel relaxed, because I like to use it to let my mind calm down at the end of a very long day and be able to sleep through the night.
Yeah.
Viya is perfect for that. I can go in, I can choose just the right amount for me. I don't feel overly intoxicated or high or any of those things. And again, I just get to relax and go to bed.
Yeah, I took some CBD last night, and man, it just, after a long day, it just puts me in just in the right spot.
It's
right?
Crazy.
It's just where I need to be in order to shut my brain off a little bit, relax, and then just kind of enjoy the space that I'm in.
Exactly. Viya offers a wide range of gummies with and without THC. So they also have CBD gummies if you just want to relax but you don't want any of the THC in your system. There are options for that as well. Each has their own strengths and effects catered for your exact routines. And the best part is that Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door with no medical card required. So if you're 21 and over, you can get 15% off of their award-winning THC and CBN gummies with their exclusive code FPS at viahemp.com. That's viahemp.com, and use code FPS for 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by our friends at Shameless Care, proud sponsors of us at Exotica Chicago, amazing partners of the show, and also people just doing some very cool things for the lifestyle space in terms of making sure that your sexual health is exactly where it needs to be. For example, if you're a penis-having person who struggles with erectile dysfunction, it is absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, but you also may not want to go sit in a doctor's office and answer a bunch of invasive questions about your sexual health.
Nothing more awkward than having those conversations with a stranger.
Yeah, and the worst part for me is sitting in line at the pharmacy. I hate doing that. I dread it so much. You know the line is going to be forever long. You're going to waste a bunch of time. And that's why Shameless Care has taken all of the awkwardness and the time out of getting your ED treated. If you're a lifestyler, it is important that you are performing for your partners and especially for your primary partner, right?
For sure.
You want to be as impressive as possible. And that's why Shameless Care has ED medication available. And all you have to do is go to their website, fill out a quick intake form, and if accepted, they're going to ship it directly and discreetly to your door. That is it. No other headache involved.
No. And nice and easy.
Yes. Right now, you can get $30 off your first month of ED medication with Shameless Care by going to shamelesscare.com and using our promo code FPS. Again, that is shamelesscare.com. Use code FPS for $30 off your first Shameless Care service. The Mile High City, we are coming back at you, and we could not be more excited. We are going to be hosting the Real Hot Wives of Denver on July 27th.
Yes.
This is one of our absolute favorite events to host, not only because the people in Denver are amazing and we have such a great turnout, but because the venue that we now have in Denver is freaking amazing.
Yes.
If you guys have not joined us yet at our new venue, it's time to check it out. You can find all of the information on this event, get tickets while they last, at members.frontporchswingers.com. I know that a lot of people say this, oh, it's going to sell out, it's going to sell out. This event will absolutely sell out.
Denver,
so do not wait.
In advance. We had 30, I think it was 30 couples and 12 single people on the list for the last Denver event.
On our wait list,
on
yes.
On the wait list. And yeah, it's going to happen. It will sell out. We do these in limited numbers because it's such an exceptional party. We really want it to be quality. If you want to come to the Real Hot Wives of Denver in July, do not hesitate.
Members.frontporchswingers.com. We hope to see you in Denver on July 27th. So I have not seen Wes in a hot minute.
Been a while.
Our schedules have just not aligned. But I always think about Wes and our experiences, like even when we're apart. There are a lot of times I use, you know, we talk a lot about how neither of us are really like porn people necessarily. No. I pull from past experiences a lot of times for my like fantasy play while I'm masturbating.
Of course, yeah.
And a lot of my solo time revolves around these little moments with Wes. And I was reminded during this play session as to why that is. Wes and I have this undeniable sexual attraction to each other. It is palpable from the moment we're in each other's presence. I feel like even with some of my favorite play partners in the past, it's like I'm very attracted to them. I'm happy to see them. But it's not like the moment we lock eyes, I'm like, holy fuck, I want to get naked with this person.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, that happens, obviously, right? And you know who those people are.
Yes.
And it, like for me, in some cases, like we were just talking about this the other day. There have been moments where I have been attracted to someone and you would be like, your thought was, well, that, no, not your normal type. That's interesting. You know, there's just a chemistry there. It's just this connectivity that is undeniable.
Yeah, and palpable. I mean, literally, so I invited him over in the afternoon, which we like our little afternoon play sessions for many reasons. One being because I can kind of have a nice little work break and it feels very naughty to be in between two work things and getting my brains fucked out. That's very sexy to me.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is like, I like daytime sex. I much prefer that over nighttime. I'm, you know, more alert. I'm more with it. I feel like I'm not as foggy. I can be more in the moment with a person. And especially when I have this type of attraction, like I do with Wes, it just makes everything so much better.
No, listen, fortunately, I have amazing long-term play partners. We are all on the same page. It's like that 4:30 is the sweet spot. It's really nice.
Yeah. So
I dig it.
Anyway, he came over at 2:00 in the afternoon. The moment he walks through the door, we lock eyes and we didn't even say anything to each other. I just started giggling. And at this point, he knows what that means. He knows like, oh, shit. I want you, and I want this to happen, and I'm really excited for what's going to happen today.
Especially when all that time goes by.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over a month since we've seen each other.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. But when, especially as, well, it doesn't sound like a lot of time to a lot of people, but as often as we play with our regular play partners, that's a lot of time.
Well, for a while there, he and I were seeing each other like every other week maybe.
Yeah.
So to go, you know, again, it's been at least a month, if not 5 or 6 weeks since I've seen him.
For sure.
And yeah, so I mean, yeah, a lot of buildup, a lot of anticipation. He walks in the door, and I poured him a drink, and we sat down on the couch together, and we caught up a little bit, but even just that was just, it was so obvious while we're talking. I don't even remember what he said, which I kind of feel bad about. I don't remember
really
the words that were even coming out of his mouth, because all that was going through my head the entire time is like, I have this piece of laundry. The other thing I did was I put a piece of very slinky black lingerie under a very kind of prim and proper dress. I had this very cute little springy dress on over the lingerie. And I used to do that all the time because to me it felt like a secret kink going on. Like I have a secret under my dress that only I know about. And somehow that makes me feel sexier and more empowered and excited to finally reveal what's underneath.
Yeah, you're unwrapping this gift that you were unaware of.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of the same reason that I love when people are always like, I wouldn't expect you to be naughty. You look so innocent. I'm like, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, that's the look
I want
I'm
going you to think
it.
That way of me.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're sitting on the couch. We kind of start touching on each other a little bit. And then I asked if I could kiss him and he said, sure. And so I'm kind of like, he's much larger than me. Wes is like at least 6'2" and
yeah,
he's just
a big, taller than I am. He's big
dude. He's like broad shouldered. He's very athletic looking. And so that's also kind of sexy to me because when I kind of snuggle up to him and I'm starting to, you know, get ready to kiss him and stuff, I feel very small around him and it makes me feel very feminine, which I do think kind of feeds into his and my dynamic together.
Sure.
Because he very much takes control. Like he is the dominant force in this. He is the aggressor. He is all of that, which I fucking love. So anyway, I ask if I can kiss him. He says, sure. We start kissing each other and it is some of the most sensual kissing I've ever experienced in my life. It is soft. It is lovely. He's, you know, giving me some tongue, but it's very kind of soft and intentional. It's not like, well, he's not mauling my fucking face or anything like that. He's running his hands up my neck and into my hair and kind of down onto my shoulders. And again, I have this dress on and he's rubbing up my leg and kind of onto my thigh. And just from the kissing, with how connected it felt and how excited I was to have his hands on me and all of that, I could tell I was getting wet just from that. No other sensation going on.
That's why I still struggle with this concept of the no kissing thing. And we were just talking about this with some friends not too long ago. I don't have the ability to wrap my head around that. It's to me, you know, when I think of like just when we were in Houston or my time with Natasha or Jade, it always begins on some level with that kissing and touching and petting. And it's like, man, without that, I don't understand how you ever get to the point where the sex itself is super intense. I just don't see it as possible.
Not for us. I'm sure it is for some people.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. And I can't either, which is, and it is, I'm always reminded of that when I kiss Wes, because for me, it's like, yes, we can look at each other and you can be touching my legs on the couch, but that kissing is what makes me feel just connected to him.
Right.
Like there's such a, like a, an attraction that's deeper than just physical there. You can tell. It's an energy thing. Here's what it is. The second that we start kissing, the energy that's going back and forth between us is so strong and powerful that I feel like it's drawn us together physically.
It also tells me the level of intensity that's involved tells me very clearly how interested that person is in being there with me, not just being there with someone. Being there with me.
Yeah.
There's just an intention in those intense moments like that. And I don't think you can really fully get that anywhere else other than from that kissing component, because it's the beginning of what will hopefully certainly be an amazing experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be for me.
So we kissed for quite a while. It was fucking amazing. And then, you know me, I'm impatient. And I'm like, I would really like to suck your cock. And he said, sure. So I get down on my knees. I'm still in my dress.
Are you in the living room at this point?
We're still in the living room on the couch. He's on the couch now. I'm on the floor on my knees. And I'm just sitting there waiting. And he starts getting undressed. And of course, I fucking love this man's body. He's so sexy. And he's now completely naked. His cock is already rock hard. And I, you know, get in between his legs. He sits back down on the couch and I start sucking his cock. And we've been together long enough at this point that I know exactly what he likes. He is super into the deep throating. He is super into the hard suction on his cock. So I gave him exactly what he wanted. I didn't start slow. I wasn't like licking the tip and playing that game. No, I was like, I need to suck this man's cock. So I immediately start deep throating it. I'm holding it at the back of my throat. I gag on it. The other thing he really loves is when like the saliva really gets going and I'm kind of like drooling all over him. Like sometimes I kind of try to like keep that back. I try to not be as drooly and animated, and he loves it. He's like, just let it go. Give it all to me, which is so sexy.
Yeah. The idea that you could just, you know, you're just yourself and not, you know, you're uninhibited. There's no restriction. You know, that's a big deal. Again, a level of comfort that I think one only develops over time, right? With regular play partners, with people you're comfortable with.
And the other thing that I love about Wes, and I'm fairly certain I've talked about this in the past, but when I'm sucking his cock, even if I'm closing my eyes or I'm looking at his cock or whatever I'm doing, he is intentionally staring at me. And, you know, he'll once in a while make a little comment like, oh, I miss those eyes looking up at me while you're sucking me, or, you know, God, that you do that so well. But for the most part, he's just like lost in me sucking his cock.
Yeah, of course.
It's very like no other thoughts were going through his head. I could tell there was just a complete 1000% focus on my mouth and my eyes.
Right.
And that's so sexy to me. So I'm just staring up at him at one point, and he starts saying like, that's daddy's good girl. I'm like, yes.
Very naughty.
And so I take him at the back of my throat again. I gag, and then I start kind of like ripping onto his thighs, and I really start moving my mouth up and down. And then I stop and I start jerking him with both of my hands kind of back and forth in like a wave motion. That drives him fucking crazy. And then I was like, I think we should go into the bedroom. And he says, okay. So we get up, we go into the bedroom. I take my dress off. I'm now just standing there in this lacy little number. And he wants me to undo it, you know, at the bottom so that he can get to my pussy. So I undo it, and he basically commands me to lay on my back, and which I love, of course. And he gets down in between my legs and he eats me out for probably a half hour.
Nice.
Which is unheard of in my world. A, because I'm impatient and I love to be penetrated. But B, because I get very, very sensitive after a couple of orgasms. Well, he knows this. So he's basically like edging me.
Right.
So he starts kind of breathing on my pussy, which also drives me crazy. And then he starts kind of nibbling on my pussy lips. And then he starts suctioning on my clit. But just as he can tell that my body's kind of starting to writhe, he pulls back and just starts breathing on my pussy again.
Yeah, just the other night, not last night, night before last, maybe, I was going down on you, and it was quite a while, way longer than normal.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of focused on your thighs and, you know,
just it wasn't kind of, all clit action.
Yeah, just nibbling around and kind of biting. And so that's really the only way you can, I mean, you just can't handle more than a couple of orgasms from oral before you're just uber sensitive.
Well, and it's not even just the orgasms. It's when it's way too much clit attention. Like, my clit is very sensitive. It also gets, like, swollen.
Yeah.
And when it gets really swollen like that, I don't want you to be anywhere fucking near it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
So, yeah, he knows that now. Again, this is somebody that I've been playing with for over a year. He knows what my body likes. He knows what my body's not going to take. And he was really using that to his advantage. So, just like you were talking about, he would stop, he'd breathe on my pussy, then he'd kind of nibble on my thighs a little bit, and then he'd like barely start licking my pussy, but he'd reach up and like pull my tits out of my lingerie and like play with my nipples just a little bit. And there was this one moment I kind of sat up to look at what he was doing, and his eyes are closed and he's just engulfed in pussy. And that was so sexy to me. A lot of times, especially because I am so focused on not getting overly stimulated, I just like lay back and I'm like, okay, I have to focus on what I'm doing in right. this moment. I don't focus on the other person, what they're doing in between my legs. But the fact that I could sit up and just look at him and look at the enjoyment on his face. I mean, I could tell, again, we talk about this so often, but this is a man who truly wanted to be eating my pussy.
Well, being able to get lost in your partner, what you're doing, for me, that's just a big deal. Like, when I, you know, I have, for with regular play partners, it's just something that becomes comfortable. I mean, you just want to be there. You genuinely want to be doing what you're doing and providing the kind of pleasure you're providing. It's not like a, you know, someone you've just met and it's experiential. Like, you know what you're doing. You know what
well,
works.
Well, experimental more so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, because I feel like because we know each other's bodies so well, we know what the other person likes. I never have to sit there and go, oh my God, is this too much?
Right.
You know, am I going too far down on his cock? Is he going to come in my mouth without fucking warning? Like, I don't have to worry about any of those things because I know how this is all going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's so much comfort in that that I felt so just kind of safe in that moment.
Yeah.
Just let things flow, let the energy flow naturally, like let my feelings and the sensations kind of take over. And that's exactly what happened. This was so sensual. This was so fucking just sexy. I was so lost in this man and everything that he was doing to me in that moment.
Yeah, you can just lose yourself in it and, you know, everything else is kind of irrelevant at that point.
It was amazing. So then I tell him that I want him to fuck me, and he pulls away from me and he goes and puts a condom on and he gets back on the bed with me and we start making out a little bit, and he's fucking me on top at first. He pushes into me very slowly and he has this necklace that he always wears around his neck and it kind of dangles in my face, and I kind of pushed it out of the way and was holding it there, and I felt his heart beating out of his fucking chest while he's fucking me. And there was something so sexy to me about that too. Again, something I probably wouldn't even notice.
Right.
If I wasn't as comfortable in that moment, I was able to pick up on like the goosebumps on his arm,
yeah.
the heart beating out of his chest, the looks on his face. You know, he leaned down at one point and just kind of like very lightly nibbled on my bottom lip. And even just that sensation just sent me over the fucking edge.
Yeah, it's the things that you're able to kind of observe, right, and appreciate when you know someone really well that way.
Or just feel it. It wasn't even observing it. I could just feel it. I appreciated it because it was something that I was able to focus on. Again, when I'm with somebody new, it's like I'm so focused on the way that they're fucking me or the way that I'm fucking them back, the way that I'm moving my hips. I didn't have to think about any of that shit.
No, it's just, well, it just comes natural when you're with someone that you are comfortable with.
Oh, it was wonderful. So, then he wants me to ride his cock and I'm like, absolutely. So I get on top of him, and when fuck Wes, when I'm the one on top, this is where things really get wild with us and where I feel really just uber, like an electricity going back and forth between us. I started off very slowly. I kind of sunk myself down onto his cock and I'm holding on to each of his pecs to kind of push myself off of him very slowly, very methodically. And then we start just staring at each other. We start kind of talking dirty to each other. Like, I'm telling him, you know, this is your pussy. I was so excited for you to have your pussy again. And he's like, damn right, that's my pussy. And then I start picking up the pace and I lean down and start making out with him again. And it's just so fucking sexy. And the way he's touching me is just amazing. I had this crazy orgasm, launched myself right off his cock, and I pushed myself back down as fast as I possibly could.
Yeah, man, once you get to that point, it's impossible to keep you in one spot.
So I am moaning. I am writhing all over the place. I am like basically screaming at this point. I have my hands up against the wall. We don't have a headboard, like it's on a platform.
Right.
So behind the bed is just wall. wall, which I kind of love. It's perfect for being able to like push myself off of it and fuck someone.
You'd just be banging up against the wall. Anyway, we dealt with that in Montana for years. So annoying.
It is annoying. So anyway, yeah, putting pillows behind it, all sorts of shit. Headboard. So yeah, so I push myself off the wall onto his cock. I have another crazy orgasm. And at this point, I'm not joking. Every single part of my body is shaking. My arms are shaking. My legs are shaking. I can't control it. So I'm just like laying on top of him with his cock still inside of me. And he just like envelopes me in a hug. And we're just laying there together. And I'm like sweating on him and I'm panting. And I can tell I have come all over him. I am dripping fucking wet.
For sure.
And then he's like, okay, get off of me for a second. So I do, and we're laying next to each other and we're just kissing and touching. And again, so sensual. This is such a, there have been very rough moments with Wes, but there have also been incredibly sensual moments. And I feel like we both needed a little bit of like softness on that day.
Right.
And it's interesting how we didn't even have to say that. Like it just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's organic so, when you know, it's an energy. You can feel it.
Again, we're laying there next to each other. We're kissing. And then he sticks his cock back inside of me. So we're facing each other. I have one of my legs draped over his. He puts his cock inside of me and we're like fucking each other. Like we're bucking up against each other while we're making out with each other. He's holding me in place by the back of my neck. And, you know, we're still kind of saying dirty things to each other. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to come again. And he says the hottest fucking thing. He's like, let it go for daddy.
Very naughty. You're very naughty.
And I came so hard.
It'll explain why you looked the way you did when I finally got home.
So that happened for a while. We're fucking like that. And then I took the condom. He pulled out of me. I took the condom off and I'm just kind of like stroking his cock. And I was like, are you going to come? And he's like, I don't think I'm there yet. And I was like, okay. I was like, do you want to keep trying? And he's like, that's up to you. And this is something else that I loved. Like I kept kind of touching his cock, but I could tell like we were coming down at that point. Like it was, right. We had escalated it. It hit its peak and now we're kind of like coming down from the peak. And I was like, if you want to keep going, we can. And he's like, no, that's okay. And I loved that that wasn't the goal of this. You know what right. I mean? It was very obvious that he wanted to be there, that he was appreciating that moment, but that he didn't have to have an orgasm for it to be a good experience.
I often wonder how often like with women would a woman be upset about that?
A lot.
Yeah. I would think there'd be quite a few that would feel like something was off or that there was something that they did or, you know what I mean? Like
that's an ego thing though. You as a woman want the man to have an orgasm because it makes you feel like you've done a good job.
I guess.
I feel like I did a fabulous job and it had nothing to do with whether he came or not.
Well, that's the thing. I think people have to understand, like there are physiological issues that a lot of people have, male, female, and otherwise.
Well, you don't fucking know. Maybe he had jerked off that because there have also been sessions where he and I we fuck for 10 minutes and he comes.
Sure.
So maybe he jerked off that morning because he wanted to be impressive to me and give me all the orgasms that I wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe he and his partner had played that morning. Maybe he was saving something for his partner when he got home. I don't fucking know, but at the end of the day, it almost doesn't matter. I had fun. He had fun.
Right.
Well, that's all there is to
it. Should be that way. As long as everybody enjoyed themselves and, you know, everything was good, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting to think about how many people would be bothered by that.
I think a lot of people would. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. Oh, I have this play partner and I play with him all the time, but you know, he never comes. So he must not be attracted to me.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not always all about you.
No.
And also, why does that have to be the be all end all of heteronormative sex? Yeah. I don't get that.
I don't either. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
So I thought it was great. So I laid there and we kind of joked about, you know, him not coming. So I could tell it was just not that big of a fucking deal to him.
Right.
And it certainly didn't hurt my feelings any. We had a great time. So we laid and we kind of kissed on each other a little bit, but you know, we talked afterwards and I was like, that was one of the most like mind-blowing sessions that I've had in a very, very long time. And he goes, why do you think that is? And I was like, comfort. This is a comfort thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not thinking about my stretch marks. I'm not thinking about, like I said, my sexual prowess. I'm not thinking about any of those things when I'm with Wes because I know that he genuinely likes spending time with me and he genuinely likes being inside of me. And that's kind of all that has to be in those moments.
Yeah, that's the most, I mean, listen, it's the most important thing for me. Knowing that the person I'm with genuinely wants to be there in that moment, it's just top priority. The rest of it is academic. We'll figure the rest out. If you genuinely want to be here, we can figure everything else out.
Yeah.
If you don't, if you're on the fence, if this is just like,
you're phoning
sex
it
for
in.
Sport, it's like, yeah. Well, this is, we're wasting each other's time.
Yeah, well, like, this man does not phone it in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that.
But again, I think it's also kind of beautiful, and some people don't understand this. To me, it's very beautiful that, like, Wes is a partnered person. I am a partnered person. Wes is never going to be polyamorous. There is not romantic feelings here. It's not like I want to, you know, date Wes. That's never going to be a thing.
Right.
But when we come together for an hour and a half, it's like this fucking undeniable magnetism to each other. And the fact that we can have that and then go about our separate lives and it's no big fucking deal. There's something so beautiful about that to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about how long, for example, I've been seeing Jade for over 2 years now. That's not going to happen. We're not going to be dating. That's not a thing, you know?
Right.
But there's still that connectivity that takes place that, you know, it just that all of that shit doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's irrelevant in the moment. It simply doesn't matter.
Yep.
So, yeah, I get it.
For an hour and a half or 2 hours, you are each other's top priority.
Right then and
there.
And
that's so fucking cool that you are able to do that.
Yeah.
I just think it's one of those things that people will never understand unless they have a regular play partner that they have this level of connectivity with.
Well, that's that conversation we have a lot. I have a lot with people because people bring it up to me all the time, the solo playing thing as couples. I can't explain it to you. It's something you're going to have to experience. Not everyone's built for it. I get that.
Nope.
But if you are and you have the opportunity, I highly suggest it because it truly is. For me, it's like you just escape. You just lose yourself in that period of time, whatever that is. And then, of course, you know, you snap out of it and boom, you're right back to where you were, you know, an hour ago or whatever.
Exactly.
But it is an opportunity to live in a different space.
You
for a
carve
period of time.
Out this beautiful little space in time for that person.
Yeah.
And you appreciate them in that moment so much.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. The fact that in that moment that is not your primary partner, it's not your husband, it's not your wife, it's not whatever. It's someone with whom you enjoy being and you're there and it's happening and it's, you know, all the things that you want. That's really all that matters at that time. You know, afterwards, you go back to normative life.
Yeah. I loved it. I appreciate Wes so much. He is such a sexy, amazing man, and I obviously hope to see him again very soon. We are going to be sharing some behind-the-scenes details of a lot of things going on. In fact, our Patreon members will probably be the first ones to hear about anything to do with Exotica.
Yes.
So if you want to hear all of that before anyone else, and if you want to hear things you're never going to hear on this regular podcast episode or any of our episodes.
Yep, Sex on Your Terms.
All of the good stuff. Head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers for all of that bonus content. We also have things like our Telegram chat group where you can chat with people from all over the country, all over the world about lifestyle stuff on a daily basis. If you would like to see my naughty stuff, including some of the stuff I'm going to be doing at Exotica, you can head on over to onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. We would love for you to join us for an upcoming event in 2024. We have lots of them with several more to be ticketed in the very near future, including something here in Vegas that'll be pretty fucking awesome.
I cannot wait.
So stay tuned for info on that. But you can see everything that we currently have up and join us at members.frontporchswingers.com. Like we said, when we come back from Exotica, I'm sure we'll have lots to discuss with you guys. And just a lot going on in our lives in general right now.
Lots of craziness, lots of fun stuff, lots of new things that are going to be happening. I'm so fucking excited. But first, Exotica, you know, Chicago, here we come. We're going to kill it in the next 4 days. And I'm super pumped for it.
As always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.